We are reading in Tess, part 4, chapter 1, the words of the Ari, item 4. You can send us questions through kab.tv and through the Arvut system. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Please go ahead.
The words of the Ari, item 4. The Havaya of the vessels were born from the mutual striking of surrounding light and inner light outside the Te. Item 4. In the bonding of the inner lights with the surrounding lights, they are connected inside the Pe. Consequently, when they emerge together outside the Pe, bound together, they strike one another and clash with one another. And the Havayot of the vessels are born from their clashing.
Again,
the Havayot of the vessels were born from the mutual striking of the, in the bonding of the inner lights with the surrounding lights that are connected inside the Peh. Consequently, when they merge together outside the Peh, bound together, they strike one another and clash with one another, and the Havayot of the vessels are born from their clashing.
Meaning, it's not that these vessels are born just so simply, but precisely as a result of there being a particular connection, as a result of the clash of the connection between the lights that come as a result of the zivug da'aka from the pit, that then these lights connect, and that's how they form the kli, the vessel. Okay, what's inside? Inner light?
Okay.
You already know, item 5, that the Peh is the Malchut of the Rosh of Ak, where the screen of phase 4 has been installed. It detains the upper light from expanding and clothing phase 4, as the upper light has the conduct of expanding in phase 4 also, and filling the entire reality as before the restriction. However, the screen established in the Peh detains it and does not receive it. This is called coupling by striking. Then the entire measure of the upper lights that is suitable for clothing in phase 4, which, as was said, she does not receive it, this upper light returns backwards to its origin and becomes a clothing over the first 9 sefirot of direct light. It turns out that all the lights that are destined to come into the worlds after their correction, called surrounding lights, are incorporated in that reflected light that clothes the first 9 sefirot of direct light of the Rosh of Ak. It is so because this is the upper light that is not received in phase 4. Hence, it does not fill the entire reality as it was prior to the restriction. However, through all the couplings and the reflected light that are destined to appear in the worlds by raising man through the acts of the righteous, phase 4 becomes corrected until she becomes fit to receive the light as it was in Ein Sof before the restriction. It is written in the Zohar, Ein Sof does not bring down his unification upon her until he is given his mate, which is the correction of phase 4.
Meaning that the light of Ein Sof will not calm down until it will correct the vessel for it to be able to receive it.
Now we have clarified that all the surrounding lights are incorporated in the screen and reflected light in the Peh of the Rosh of Ak, along with the inner lights, which are the nine sphirot of direct light that are connected with it. The Ari writes, the inner lights with the surrounding lights are connected inside the Peh, meaning Malchut, by the power of the screen of phase 4 that is established there.
As always, Kiev 1 and Kiev 3. Let's start with Kiev 3.
Спасибо, учитель. Вопрос от товарища, который на переводе по четвертому
пункту. Thank you, teacher. Question by a friend about item 4. Why in the bonding of the inner light, the external and inner light, it happens if the screens are in different places?
So what's the question? I heard only part of your sentence. Repeat, please.
Yes.
Why is the bonding between the inner light and the external light? Why does it occur if the screens are in different places?
The screen is always at the Peh of the Rosh of the Pertzuf, that above the Peh of Rosh we have the upper light, and below the Peh of Rosh begin the vessels. And therefore, the Peh of Rosh is the Malchut of Rosh, that in the Rosh we have all the light that is outside of the vessels, and below the Peh of Rosh we have the Malchut, and therefore the Malchut that stands at the Peh of Rosh decides how much can it receive and how much can't it. And then above the Peh of Rosh you have the first nine, that there are the lights that reach the Malchut, the desire to receive, and the Peh of Rosh is what decides, calculates how much can it or can't it receive in order to bestow. And therefore, above the Peh of Rosh, we have the upper light, and below the Peh of Rosh, we already have the O Pnimi inner light, meaning that the Peh of Rosh decides how much can it receive. Good. Good question. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот почему здесь написано, что вот
Rav, why does it say here that
с окружающим светом
in the Peh, there the inner light bonds or connects with the external light? Is this for the coupling? Because we hear that comes from the reflected light.
The upper light comes from the Peh of Rosh, and the Peh of Rosh considers ways how much can it receive in order to bestow. And after it considers it, it calculates, so how much can I? And accordingly does the coupling of beating, of striking, what it has in the Rosh, according to what it has in the Rosh, and in the Rosh it has all the light that comes to it, and from it it suppose takes 20% to receive in order to bestow. And that light, and it takes that light inwards from the Peh down into its kelim, where it already receives in order to bestow, meaning it enjoys this light in order to bestow to the Creator, not for itself. This is what you have from the Peh down to the Tabur in the spiritual Peltzuf.
Another question. Where and how in the Peh of the Rosh it performs the calculation, and based on what?
there you have all the lights and all the vessels in the Rosh. Any light that comes to the Paltzuf is at the Pe of Rosh. This is where it feels the light that comes to the Paltzuf, that come to the Paltzuf. And also there is the feeling of all the Kelim, all the vessels from the Pe down. And so what follows is that at the Pe of Rosh, in potential, there is the meeting between the lights and the vessels. And therefore, it can decide, calculate, and decide. And afterwards, make the coupling of striking, meaning how much can I receive in order to bestow at the Pe of Rosh. It weighs a desire to receive and the desire to bestow that it gets as a result of being connected with the upper light, receiving this force to bestow from the upper light, absorbing the force to bestow from the upper light, being able then to perform an act of receiving in order to bestow, just like the host and the guest.
But these vessels that are below the Pe of the Rosh, there it can receive.
These are already kelim that are at the in the Toch. At the Pe of Rosh, it calculates. It means that it elevates the act. It's reflected light from the Pe upwards. How much it can absorb in its reflected light, in its intention for the sake of the host and not for its own sake. Like with the host and the guest, that's how it does the calculation. And after doing this calculation in the head, accordingly it decides and receives into its vessels. The vessels of starting to receive the upper light into the vessels of reception, but all already with the intention of in order to bestow, so at the Rosh, in the Rosh. It wraps up all of those pleasures that it wants to receive in order to bestow in the reflected light. And those pleasures that, because it wraps them up in the reflected light, therefore it brings them inwards from the pit down to the taboo and enjoys them. Enjoys them. If he does not, or if it doesn't enjoy it, then it doesn't give pleasure to the host that way.
What exactly does it enjoy? There, below the Pe of the Osh, from the connection with the Creator or the pleasures themselves?
Both. There are many pleasures there, and many different distinctions. It's really, there's an ocean of stuff there, things. We'll learn these later a bit, but Kabbalists also, they can't explain everything, because there are so many details. You know, we're learning in general, like in every other science, you learn the basic stuff. And someone who wants to delve deeper in, then he already sees and feels. There are many things that they simply can't express. Really, can't. The language is insufficient in order to clothe the different phenomena in it.
The Reshimot involved or not? Is there a prior experience involved in those calculations in the Rosh Reshimot?
If you can repeat, can you please?
In the calculation, when you make a decision of to receive or not to receive the quantity, is that influenced by Reshimots or not?
Of course, but
it
must take into consideration everything that it has from the previous state and everything that it has from the current state, and accordingly it calculates the next step that it's going to perform.
PT 19.
What does he mean here when he says, indeed, through all the couplings and the reflected light that are destined to be revealed in the worlds by raising man, through the acts of the righteous, phase four becomes corrected? Why does he mention here all the couplings and the reflected light? I mean, coupling by striking has already reflected light.
Yeah, but mainly it wants to feel that it is all dressed in the reflected light, and the light that eventually comes from the Creator will be the light of Ein Sof, eventually. So everything dresses in the reflected light on part of the created being.
And this can only be done by raising man?
By the raising of man, yeah.
What does it mean, raising man? Because coupling by striping is not related to raising man.
We're not talking about raising man, because right now we don't yet have any actions that need the raising of man, that demand it. So he writes about it generally, in general. Okay, so Moshe, let's continue.
So we're continuing inner light, item 4, item 6. Both the inner light and the surrounding light are connected in phase 4. The upper 9 sefirot of direct light are connected and clothed in a reflected light, which are called inner lights. But the lights that are destined to come until the end of correction, called surrounding lights, are also incorporated in that reflected light. It is so because they are the essence of the reflected light, thus destined to manifest bit by bit over 6,000 years, and after that, until the end of correction.
Meaning that actually everything's there, in the coupling of striking, at the Pevosh, in the Galgalta, only afterwards, gradually, through the many couplings of strikings and the many different potsufim that come after the Galgalta and all the worlds, then all the light existing in the Rosh of Galgalta will gradually enter the Malchut, and all the created beings will receive it. Meaning, all in all, we are about to receive all of these lights in order to bestow, and that way to discover all the greatness, the entire greatness of creation. Item 7.
Item 7, relating to the words striking each other and clashing with each other, because when the two lights descend and expand from the Peh down into the Guf of Ak, the surrounding lights cannot clothe inside the Guf, because of the force of the screen there, which detains that light. Because they are connected and incorporated there, they too want to expand in the internality of the Partsuf. Hence, they refine the coarseness of the screen, meaning that force of detainment that does not let them clothe there. However, because of their clash in the coarseness of the screen, for which the screen is refined, it causes the departure of the inner lights from the goof. It is so because as it becomes refined into the coarseness of phase 3, the reflected light is shortened and clothes only the level of Chokhmah. And the light of Keter disappears from the Guf. When phase 3 is also refined into the coarseness of phase 2, the reflected light is shortened to the level of Bina. And the light of Chokhmah also disappears, etc., until all the coarseness is refined and there is no more coupling by striking there. Then the entire inner light disappears from the Partsuf. When the Ari writes, they strike one another and clash with one another, meaning that one rejects the other, because the measure of the inner light is as the measure of the coarseness in the screen. Hence, in a greater coarseness, it grows stronger, and vice versa. The detainment of the surrounding light, of the surrounding lights that cannot clothe, is only because of the coarseness and limit in the screen. For this reason, it refines the coarseness, and for this reason, they clash with each other until they both depart.
Queens.
Hello, dear friends and Rav. This coping, this conflict in the screen, this clash, is that because of lack of equivalence of form? The fact that it cannot receive inside?
It's because there is not enough screen in order to bestow. And so this force of the screen creates a reflected light that clothes the upper light, and to the measure to which it cannot attain the intention in order to bestow, it cannot dress the upper light, but only performs a restriction. It's like the guest with the host. To the measure to which he can eat for the sake of the host, he does. And takes only the host into consideration, doing it to his benefit, but to the measure to which he can't, or he's unable to do it to the benefit of the host anymore, or he feels that if he'll eat another bite, then it will be to his own benefit for himself. And so he stops. These are the calculations with the reflected light.
Moscow 1.
Если есть экран, это значит, что Парцов существует как.
If the screen exists, does it mean that the Parcuf exists?
В понятиях.
Like Adam Rishon was before the sin, with through discernments of bitter and sweet.
Repeat, please.
Есть экран.
If in the Parcuf there is a screen, then it is able to value good and bad according to bitter and sweet. Is that how it is?
Meaning, how does the Paltzuf feel the light that appears in front of it? If it's already in order to bestow, meaning that it already has the correction of the restriction and a screen and the reflected light, then everything that it can receive in order to bestow, for it is sweet. And everything that, and all the rest, that it can receive but not in order to bestow, for it is, it's bitter. Even though that it's sweet, it's the upper light. But because it already has or already is in the discernments of in order to bestow, for it, it is bitter. It's really afraid of it, distances itself from it, and really is in fear of it. And you're asking about what? It's like, no, we say about Adam and Eve that existed before the sin, as they were before the sin, where they only touched upon the fruits of the trees of the garden, where they felt that on the one hand there is sweetness here, on the other hand there is serious fear that they might receive it in order to receive, and as a result there will be a sensation of this black void and disconnection from the Creator. PT5.
The created being seemingly made a calculation, a correct calculation at first. He received in order to bestow. Then actually by the reception itself, is the decision to receive in order to bestow grows weaker. and he has to expel the lights, right? That's what the clashes are about, correct?
No, we'll talk about it later. No, it's not exactly so, but we'll talk about it. What exactly are you asking?
Yes, because if he's not capable of, if the decision is correct only for the moment, but once he receives, then the calculation is no longer correct and he has to make a new calculation, then how will it ever be possible for some correction to occur so that we can receive in order to bestow?
Through many corrections, many couplings, many strikings that bring out, elicit more and more records, and there you have more and more calculations and such many, many actions.
But this principle that I receive in order to bestow, if at the next moment it's not going to be correct, how can it ever be correct?
It's true for that moment, and that's enough. Come other states, conditions, and they correct those states within them, and they all join up into that initial state.
And at the end of correction, this principle changes?
At the end of correction, everything completes everything else, supplements it. Moscow 7.
Вот. Рафа, вот такой вопрос интересует. Вот когда делается расчет?
I have the following question.
Когда есть и килим?
When we make a calculation in the pair of the Rosh, when do we make it? When is it done? When there are lights and vessels, it happens under some burdening, meaning it takes upon itself whatever it can receive as reception and calculates it. Or is it just a kind of a free calculation, wherever I can do it?
To the extent in which I can receive in order to bestow to the fullest, this is what I take. If I take less, it's not considered in order to bestow, because I take into consideration something else besides the in order to bestow. I can't receive more than that because I don't have the powers in the screen, and therefore the calculation is always to the fullest, to the benefit of the Creator.
PT
17.
Thank you. Usually, we said that the surrounding light remains outside of the Pratzuf. Here he says that both of them expand from the Peh.
True, and because the Peh is both the reason for the inner and surrounding lights.
So with every vessel of inner light, there's also a vessel for surrounding light?
There can't be one without the other.
And the interaction between them is for the very first entry into the goof?
They are together all the time, only the one is inside the pertsuf and the other is outside.
What does it mean outside if he says that both of them expand below the peh?
Because the masach of Rosh, of peh of Rosh, is the reason both for the inner light and the surrounding light. So they emerge for the same reason, only that one enters the Peltzuv, the inner light, and the other exists outside of the Peltzuv, the surrounding light.
Zeo, Tov. Az Efo en lano yoter, Efo anachnu Moshe?
Anachnu be'ot hei, divrei Ari.
Where are we?
Item 5, the words of the Ari.
Okay, so let's leave that for tomorrow. Are there any other questions, friends?
No.
Ulai gam she'elot nashim, im yesh.
Ah, ken, bakasha.
Maybe questions by the women?
Ah, please, sure. Ah, there's Tel Aviv 4.
Yes, Rav. If all the calculation was done already in the Rosh, then why afterwards seemingly there's this whole display, this whole show that the host pressures the guest, and
at the Rosh means in potential, and in the goof on the inside, or inside it's called in practice, if there's no action in the Peltzuf, It shows that there was no decision at the Rosh, because the main thing is what the created being receives and the way it feels.
But in potential, seemingly he has the awareness that it can be done in practice, or?
Of course, it's all in the awareness, but in order to extend the lights in the vessels, because the purpose of creation is for the created being to receive, to reveal, to feel it. And this is something that can occur only in the Paltzuf. That you'll decide that there are treats right in front of you on the table, and some of it you take, some of it you don't. You did nothing by it, actually. You meet the host by receiving and practice.
And in that I receive, and also in that I seemingly refuse, that too?
In both, yeah.
Beseder?
Okay, good. So, women have questions, please, then?
Yes.
USA 3.
USA 3. How will we organize our tents such that none of the friends will be able to will be missing any necessary needs so that they can stay on the path?
Oh, well, this is something that, first of all, you need to talk about amongst yourself, and by basic needs, what do you mean?
Necessity, health, things that are necessary.
Everyone has to be concerned with that. I'm turning to women because sometimes, you know, they're so righteous, they're such exalted Kabbalists, they're connected to somewhere, they're in this heavens, that they do things that are unrealistic, that according to rational thinking. And so we need to try and perform actions, correct actions, here on earth and in the heaven.
Woman Hebrew.
Women Hebrew. If we can ask more about the TV, you said just disconnect it, cut it off, that's clear. But we do disseminate in the networks, and there we have many kinds of things that deflect us from the goal. So how can we disseminate without getting dirty? I feel that this has a bad influence on our entire home.
We have no choice. We need to be in all those places, on TV, wherever, because the people that go there, they watch us too. There's no other way to reach them. But the main thing is what we do. The more we keep our distance from all those, I don't know, series, from all those, all the rubbish, in short. Gradually, you lose interest in it, because who watches it nowadays?
Rehovot 2, how to awaken during this time the friends with the power to disseminate.
We simply need to work on it. And let's conclude here. Any announcements?
So our broadcasting table for today from 10 to 10:30, we have basic concepts in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it's a recorded lesson with Dr. Lightman, and then we have the afternoon lesson today, 12 to 1 Israel time. With this we finish. Thank you.
Shevet achim gam yachad. שבת אחים גם יחד.